Politically, you were involved in politics here in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in my life. Matter of fact, when I moved to Tulsa, Bob Dole called the county chairman here, Ed Lawson, and told him that one of the good Republican leaders is going into Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he wanted them to know that. Ed Lawson, I still laugh about that happening.
Then you became county chairman for the Tulsa County Republican Party.
That's correct, I did.
I guess that was your first entry then.
I enjoyed that very, very much.
You were a presidential elector for the state of Oklahoma in 92 and 96.
Yeah, you know all that. I was on the ballot as a presidential elector. Also, I attended three or four as a delegate to the National Republican Convention. In fact, when Nixon was elected and a lot of other ones, I was an elector and went to all those Republican conventions.
Were you at the one with George H.W. Bush? That was in 92.
Yeah, Bush's committee. I went to ones in New York, went to ones in Dallas.
When Nixon ran, Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford, Reagan. And I think I did Bush, but almost all of those, I was coordinating some way here in this congressional district for their campaign. I was real fond of the elderly George Bush. He was easy to deal with. I thought he was a good president, but he had a connection with Jim Hughley and the oil business.
Yeah.
They were good friends.
And Jim Hughley was former mayor of Tulsa, of course.
Ed Lawson was another one that was close to George Bush.
Ronald Reagan, did you get to meet him and be around him?
Oh, yeah. I had a great... like I say, he pointed me to all these other things.
You were appointed United States Commissioner for the Kansas-Arkansas River Commission by President Reagan.
And then I got to be chairman of the Board of Catoosa.
The Catoosa Port Authority.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any stories from any of those conventions?
I think it was Dallas Bush or whoever it was. I went into reception, went into a restroom, and when I come out, there was two or three people standing in front of the door, and I couldn't get out. So the one in front of me, I just moved him out, and the guy came over to me and said, "You know who that was you pushed out of the way?" And I said, "No." He said, "Frank Sinatra." And you know another interesting thing that I laugh about. A lot of my friends tell me that I never voted for a Democrat in my life. I mean, just hard-shelled Republican no matter what. I used to tell some of them that some of my shipmates and I was in New York City, and the USO and some of those others used to have receptions and drink and eat and whatever for servicemen who were in that area. It was in New York. Two or three of us went to one of them, and one of the greeters at the door was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Really?
And she was telling me, she said, "We're proud of you all and what you're doing and the things that's happening, and if we can ever do anything at all, let us know." And I said, "Yeah." The music was playing. I said, "Dance with me." Well, she kind of looked funny, and I got her hand, but we probably went as far as that wall and just turned around. You know, that was it. So whenever somebody told me that, I said, "Well, I danced with Eleanor Roosevelt."
She was a real pleasant person.
Oh, my, yes. Yes, she was greeting all of us guys as we come in the deal.
That's a great story.
I don't know if I ever told my mother-in-law that or not.
That you would dance with a Democrat?
And by the way, the American people treated us servicemen with respect no matter what, wherever we were and whatever.
Yeah.
I remember one time Governor Ed Ard was going out of office. There was a guy named George Temper in Kansas who was going to run for the governor. All of us was kind of supporting him. But a guy out of Dodge City was running against him, and it was a tough election for the governorship. I told my mother-in-law, I said, "I'm going to vote for my first Democrat. I'm not going to vote for that damn Fred Hall." She said, "Paul." I said, "Fern, he's a chicken shit." And she says, "Yes, Paul, but he's our chicken shit."